I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Oh, welcome. You know what? I shouldn't have a take right up top. You're like, dude, John, literally say hi first.
I like it. Open with the take.
I think I'm over people having nicknames for their crowds.
Just as like, as a whole, no more nicknames for crowds?
You're adults that follow, that like, enjoy the content we have.
Yeah.
You don't have a nickname.
Is this coming from how relevant Taylor Swift is right now?
Is she? Oh, Swifties?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not really. But I see like, somebody was like, what should we call my fans? I go, I don't want to be called anyone else's.
Yeah.
I don't want to be an Eric Church. I like Eric Church.
Yeah. I think unless something like really jumps off the page and it's obvious. Then,
Swifties is cool.
Yeah.
I like Swifties.
Right.
Yeah. Do it like the Christians or like the followers of Christ. Or like Christians, but Christians or like followers of Christ. I go, no.
That's all very, very close to
very sacrilegious.
Yeah.
I go, anything related to Christ and Christ, I don't want.
Yeah.
Yeah. The disciples, no.
Not the parallel we're trying to draw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome in. We love to have you. Yep. Net positive. We in the studio, baby. We just got back from Evansville, Indiana, and I have to make an apology.
Okay.
Great people.
Oh.
Great people. Unbelievable. One of the best
pleasant surprise.
One of the best shows of the tour.
Awesome.
I mean, the city was what we thought it was.
Right.
But unbelievable.
Good.
I'd hang out in Evansville.
All right, good.
On one of the shows of the tour. Columbus, Ohio. We're off this weekend, and then we're headed back in November already.
Can you believe it?
What are we doing?
Fastest year of all time.
November, we go into Columbus, Ohio, Joliet, Rockford, Milwaukee, Canada, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, Reading, York, Pennsylvania, Norfolk, Richmond, Abilene, and December. We said this. We're not going to give the dates.
That's right.
We're going to give the month in general because you got to look it up anyway.
Right.
December, Phoenix, four shows, almost all four sold out. San Antonio, Austin, Beaumont, Texas, and Baton Rouge.
Yup.
Oh, this week's episode, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by, we got a lot of heat about our ad reads.
You call it heat? Think so?
I call it, yeah. No, not heat. The opposite of heat.
Yeah.
A lot of buzz on the ad reads. This week's episode brought to you by AG1. Somebody screenshotted an AG1 commercial on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, I thought John was just making this up the whole time. I go, what? AG1 is out here.
It's real.
Been out here.
And we use it.
Since 2010, a foundational nutritional supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrients for whole body health, baby. You just mix it up in the morning. I got the bottle and the shaker, put the little bit of the powder in there.
Yep.
I put two ice cubes in there.
Oh, really?
I've heard, and AG1 has not endorsed this,
okay,
but I had my sister says that she throws some orange juice in there.
Oh, interesting.
And I said, I don't think they can endorse that because it's also another product. I can't say, but that's how some people consume it.
So you got like a kind of a custom blend.
Yeah, like a little smoothie, but they added some of their other stuff into it.
Interesting.
I go, oh, I like that.
All right.
Don't think of it as let's see. I can't think of another daily routine that pays off as well as AG1. That's true.
Yeah.
I've been hyped, dude. I'm 39.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to go.
39?
I'm ready to go,
yep,
dude. Why take a bunch of different things when you can just take one mix, one scoop of powder in water once a day? And then you're that's truly a net positive.
Yeah, you start positive.
You're like, dude, I can eat in gas station vending machines for the rest of the day.
That's right.
Because I'm on the AG1.
You're good to go.
Oh, yeah. One scoop of powder mixed with water once a day. AG1 gives you increased energy and mood support. That's true. Making it easier to live your best life, like Joel Osteen says. Mm. If you're looking for a simpler, more effective investment for your health, try AG1. Get five free AG1 travel packs plus free one-year supply. Vitamin D. That's what helped people get over COVID.
Yeah, true.
That is not endorsed by AG1, I don't think. But
or the CDC.
drinkag1.com/net positive. That's drinkag1.com/net positive. Be like the cool kids. Or hit the link in the episode description below.
I love description.
Oh, yeah. I'm into it.
I like that.
Description. Did anyone... Can we trademark that?
I think so.
Did we start that?
I think so.
I think we did. Hot episode today.
Yeah, who do we got?
I introduced both of y'all to one of my good friends.
She's awesome.
Savannah Chrisley.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Really, really, really cool girl.
Yeah, she's fun. She's a fun chat. I say this all the time. Like, dude, just, if you're going to, we don't have it's not guest driven pod.
Right.
So if we're going to bring some, we turn down people all the time. Mm-hmm. I go, I don't know. I'm good.
I still can't believe we said no to Biden, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, and he might come on later.
Yeah. Maybe
Hunter or.
Yeah. Hunter.
He said no to Hunter Biden. Dude, if Hunter Biden.
We'd say yes to Hunter Biden, dude. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, dude.
That would be insane.
Hunter Biden?
Yeah.
I would have Hunter Biden on this podcast.
For sure, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude. I'd get high with Hunter Biden on the podcast.
And I don't even smoke.
Right. Yeah.
I would get high with Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
We'd have him come through. But Savannah's a friend of mine, and I was on her podcast a couple months ago.
Yep.
And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, come on ours and we'll have a chat. And we chatted about everything. Life. Let's see, her relationships.
Yep. Got into that.
Advice
for us. Yep.
For our relationships.
And parenting advice for me.
Parenting.
What else did we get into?
Let's say the
reality TV stuff, of course.
Yeah, but I don't like to, is this a celebrity gossip episode? I don't like to classify it.
No, I think we towed the line. I don't think we crossed it.
I don't like to go over there.
Yeah.
But I dip my foot in those waters every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we were like watching from the shore. We were watching the gossip a little bit and just kind of like commenting to the side about it.
And then we like to dip our toes in those waters every now and then.
Yeah.
But Savannah Crisley is a good friend of ours.
Yep.
We love having her on the podcast. Here she is. You want me to do the introduction?
I really am wondering what you were thinking with your outfit today.
Okay, hold on. No,
that's gray and blue.
We don't have a lot of female energy in here, so this is fantastic. Yeah,
I know no one's ever questioned
this.
This
is a change of pace. We need this.
I was wearing this last night with these cowboy boots. I was wearing this and this.
So you didn't wash those?
You don't wear wash jeans. You're going to wash those?
You are nasty-ish.
You're not going to. This is also a clean podcast.
You can't. Yeah, okay.
Not anymore. It's not. Wait, you'd wash your jeans after one wear?
Yes.
No, come on.
No, you don't. So gross.
Don't start with lies.
Like your sweat's getting all in your jeans.
I don't sweat.
Do you wear underwear, John?
I wear underwear.
Okay, so it's not.
I feel like most people do.
Do I ask you now or?
Wait, hold on. Look.
I feel like I'm not allowed.
This.
Hey, it's fair play. Okay. I'm all for it. I'm not in this like, you know.
Why can't I wear?
Women want to be equal.
Our underwear probably covers more skin than females too.
It does. So
that's probably.
It's like, what if you wear shorts and then like you wear long pants over the short? You don't have to wash the long pants. Those are just like warm-ups.
Right.
That's what these are.
I'm just like a clean freak. Like
you're
going to
wash these after today. And these have never been washed. They're out of the wash fresh for right now.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I think that's doing a lot.
That is pretty crazy. That's,
no one's going to agree with this. If we
so
clip
y'all,
this.
As y'all want to lay down with a nasty chick that doesn't clean her clothes. Or
no, right. That's a blanket. Hey, that's a blanket statement. That's a blanket statement.
Yeah, that's different. Let me think. Would men? There's no way they would. Plus or minus five wears for a jean wash.
I'm minus.
Okay.
I'm under five.
Okay, good. You just look dirty.
I look dirty.
You picked the line.
Wait, but listen. See these buttons? I was thinking that this
they're actually
matches.
Pearl snaps.
See these pearls? They match this.
She's malfunctioning.
Wait, so you're saying that I look like the Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
And Britney Spears?
Oh, don't even. You don't.
This is way different.
That just doesn't match. At least his was like
this does
all
match, though.
That's gray and blue.
I feel like it's denim on denim. No.
It doesn't matter what color the denim is. It's denim on denim.
And also sometimes, I know what it is. Sometimes I come in, we go waist up.
True.
Because I'm on the desk.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah. So I can't be anything.
Excuses. I got it.
Here.
That's a good point. Yeah. Your legs do get exposed every time we put you in the seat.
Yeah. Now I'm here. Yeah. Like, tell us about his outfit.
Yeah.
Let me do the introduction.
Yeah.
That would probably be good.
Okay. Friend of the podcast. Friend of ours. I was going to say Nashville socialite, but she's a national socialite.
Oh, yeah.
Television star, mother.
I say bonus parent.
Bonus parent. Okay. Nice. Legally, I don't think that's going to hold up in court. But ladies and gentlemen, Savannah Crisley is in the house. Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're in here.
She's back.
Hey, how does it feel?
To introduce you?
Like to actually have See, like, you came on my podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was just, I really did that as a favor.
Here was the introduction. It goes, what's this guy's name again?
Yeah.
Now, yeah, we did some research on you.
No, I thought you were really funny after.
Thank you. After?
Yeah. Had to prove it.
Yeah. You're like, yeah. And then, yeah, that's what I do for a living. I'm a comedian.
I came to realize that after you came on my podcast. Yeah. Because I asked you any serious question and you couldn't answer it. It's like you just started stuttering.
That's not true. That's not true. Yeah, I'm an open book. No, that's not what our podcast. That's not what podcasts are about, though.
But it is.
Well, you've had a lot of guests on yours that are very like mental health ish, aren't they? They're like mental health, or like pastors and stuff. Like that. Well,
no, I mean, I had a pastor on. Yeah. I had a governor on. Oh, yeah. I've had
a governor.
Yeah,
that's a flex. Oh,
yeah,
that's nice. Flex.
Yeah, yeah. It was actually pretty cool. I went to his offices and we filmed it there.
Oh yeah,
and it was awesome. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I have, and then like musicians. I mean, they're cases, but
They are 100%. Yeah, we have sometimes we just like people that will talk. Do you have anyone that's like buttoned up?
Yeah, and it's terrible.
It's terrible.
It's like that's not what a podcast is.
Yeah, you walked in here and said something about Daddy Don, and I go, okay, well,
got it. This is gonna go well.
Who says Daddy Don about Donald Trump? I've never heard that.
You've never heard that?
No, and we live in Nashville. Dude,
everyone says that.
Calls him Daddy Don?
Yes.
That's why.
Or maybe that's what the younger kids call him.
Oh, yeah. Well, nice. Yeah, just throwing stones already. Yeah.
No, I meant like, I have.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
26.
How old are you?
I'm 39.
Oh, God, you're old.
Yeah, I know. We've discussed that a lot on this pod.
Yeah.
when did Because if you say like Savannah Chrisley, everybody would go, oh, Chrisley. Like, when did that become, when did you become like a Chrisley? When did the Chrisley name become in amongst the people of America? Is that a fair question?
That's a fair question.
Yeah.
10 years ago?
Well,
10 years ago is when it started. And then I would say give it like a year.
To grow.
And then it was pretty well known because it was on USA, E! And Bravo all at the same time.
The show?
Yeah. It was the only show to have ever done that.
They're on all three?
Yeah.
Dang.
The Triple Crown.
So you would like pay your check at a restaurant and they would be like, oh, it was your last name?
Yeah.
Or I mean, that together?
Yeah. And my voice kind of gives it away. I have an annoying voice. I hate my voice. Well, and it gives it away.
You can auto-tune it.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
That gives it away?
Yeah. My voice gives it away. And the last name too. That's why I just say Savannah. I don't ever say like my last name when I don't want people to know. But my favorite part, I was at a concert, like, I don't know, a few weeks ago, and this girl goes, oh my gosh, you look just like that girl from Kristen Is Best. I was like, oh my God, I get that all the time.
Yeah. And like, she goes, terrible.
Yeah. I was like, I get that all the time. She was like, oh my gosh, I was about to ask you for a picture. I'm so sorry. I was like, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm not her. And like, she believed me.
Then
I just walked away.
Yeah. And you're like, I sounded just like that girl.
Yeah. It's pretty.
Can you go? Where is the? How did you get to Nashville?
I wanted to move out on my own.
I'm trying to think if we have accepted her as Nashville,
as a Nashvillian.
Yeah.
If we have accepted,
like,
her.
If you like Brooks and Dunn or like Reba, you're like, oh, they're. Mm-hmm. You see Keith Urban around town.
Yeah, because they're like country music artists, so of course Nashville's going to accept them. Nashville. When we first moved to Nashville, there was like no reality television here. Mm. No. So it was.
Was the show was in here though?
Yeah,
it was
after we moved from Atlanta.
Oh yeah, that's I remember the show was in Atlanta.
Yeah,
you went to Wesley.
God, I hate that. No, GAC.
Oh yeah. GAC. She went to my rival high school too.
Oh nice.
Yeah, how crazy! I hate Atlanta with a passion.
Okay, well, just tell that to the Lord. Greater Atlanta Christian Academy, but I guess you must missed the Bible class. That's fine. Yeah.
Hey, I mean. Teach our own.
Yeah. Wait, but then you guys moved
so,
here.
So, yeah, I moved here because I wanted to move out, like, on my own. I graduated high school a year early.
The show was done?
No, we were still going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just traveled back and forth.
Oh, that was part of the show. Savannah's going to move to Nashville.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
It's part of it.
How did I catch that season? Did you?
So, it's 17.
Yeah.
17, I moved out on my own. And I lived at 1212.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. I lived at 1212.
How'd you? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've worked since I was 15 years old. Dude. Okay.
No,
or you knew where he's going.
How'd you have money?
Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, I don't. That's the biggest thing. People be like, so, like, what do you do for a job? Yeah. I'm like, do you really think I was on TV for 10 years of my life just for your entertainment?
Yeah, you're very relatable to the working class.
Shut up.
No. Has he moved here?
Yeah, so are you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, there you go. There it is.
I started from this.
Oh, what? Your black Range Rover down there? I feel so bad for you. So bad.
That's different.
Yeah. It's different. It's different because I'm a guy.
Yeah. Okay. So you moved up here and lived at 1212?
Yeah.
At 17?
Yep.
Dang. And then just drove back and forth.
Yeah. And I... Yeah, all my friends were so much older.
Yeah.
So, needless to say, I enjoyed Nashville.
Leave it at that.
We can leave it there. Yeah, I'm good with that. Yeah.
That's fine.
We're good.
You know? Yeah. Oh, so like get alcohol, you mean? To buy beer? I got it. Yeah.
Right. You know.
Yeah, it checks out. Dang. And then, and then everything from then to now, because like I've always wanted to know, it's the reality TV, but then like, obviously, with what you're, it's real life.
It is real life.
Like, your parents are in prison.
Well, no.
No, I didn't know how to introduce that. I'm just going to say we talked about that before.
Yeah, we did.
But that's the reality show, but that's real.
Yeah. So the reality show in itself wasn't really reality. Like, there was a ton of it was scripted.
You're telling me Duck Dynasty, when he takes her to get a prom dress and they go on a lawnmower, is not real?
Yeah, I would say that's not
Hold
real.
Hold on. Yeah, no, yeah, we figured that.
Yeah.
But your parents aren't in prison for the reality show. That's
no,
real.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the show didn't showcase any of like the legal crap going on because it wasn't. It was more of a scripted comedy and less reality.
Yeah. We're the same then.
I mean, I was.
We're both in comedy. We're both in comedy.
The difference is, I feel like I was just like born a comedian. You really got
to
try.
Yeah, I got to work it. Yeah, I got to take lessons. You know, go to school for it. You just kind of had it.
I just had it.
Yeah. But who's the funniest on the show? Who'd you say is the funniest? You?
Oh, my dad.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the funniest
by far.
Yeah. I wonder what he's doing.
He's gonna come out with a lot of jokes.
Is he?
Oh yeah.
This guy came out of rehab with a lot of jokes.
He just comes out and rips a tour.
Yeah.
Just like, I got a hot hour. I'm ready to go.
He's like, dang, he's out here.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you open for him. Tour.
But everybody's very, I think that's like one of the like white collar crime is like people go, don't they or no?
No, not in today's day and age. Today's day and age, white collar crime is treated worse than like going out here and murdering someone.
Doing something when you're 17 that only older people should do. It's worse than that.
Shut up.
No, you just kind of admitted it on the podcast that you're doing illegal activities. But
thanks, Sean.
Well, so people aren't or have turned on him or no?
Well, I mean, of course.
On socials and stuff?
Well, of course, people are going to say whatever they want. But also, at the end of the day, I'm just like, move the hell on.
Yeah. When is he out?
Well, I mean, we don't really know.
Oh, we don't.
I mean, it could be 12 years. It could be.
Gosh, yeah. Dude.
But that's what I mean. It's like in today's day and age, I mean, for an alleged white collar crime, you're getting 12 years.
Hey, don't say anything that I have to go to. I have to be on the stand.
She threw alleged in there.
Yeah, I'm, like that. We're just like chatting on this pod. Don't be like, well, she, then he's like, I get a summons.
Subpoenaed. Yeah.
I go, no, hold on. No, don't bring me in. No, I'm not involved in this. I'm not involved in this. Yeah, talk to Daddy Don.
I'm done.
Yeah, but I would feel like, because we talked that but you've gone back and forth over like advocating for like, things in prison and stuff, right?
For sure. Because I was tone deaf. I mean, we're all tone deaf to things that don't necessarily affect us directly.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't affect me. So why worry about it?
Doesn't matter. Yeah. If it doesn't come to your doorstep.
Yeah. Which is sad, but it's the reality of it. Yeah. And I was that way until I saw it firsthand. And now I'm like, all right, this is beyond messed up.
Yeah.
How these people are treated, what they're enduring. Like, it's awful.
Do you think it's a lot of like, you know, you see sometimes where something in the NFL or something like where a high profile person gets like, they come down so hard on them as like teach a lesson.
Oh, yeah. Well, the government even said that themselves. They said, said if these reality TV people aren't above the law, then neither are you. And we're like, okay. They said that in a press conference.
And you think that you should be. Is that what you're saying?
No.
If we're not above the law, who is?
Well, no, okay, it's just the fact that like they come down hard on people. Like
you're like a
And two, in their mind, I mean, let's face it, they work for the government. So yeah, like yeah. their life sucks pretty bad.
They work for the government. Again, I don't want to be like, I don't want to get a letter. I don't want to get a letter. I was like, hey, well, you know what? Let's see both sides. Yeah. The crimes would be against the government. That's no. what's correct. Okay.
No,
well, you know,
it wasn't.
Oh,
well, I mean, well, okay. I mean, depends on how you look at
it. Allegedly. Evasion, right?
Well, it was tax fraud, bank fraud, wire fraud, all kinds of whatever. Yeah. But also the government also said when it came down to it that what the state of Georgia alleged like over $1 million tax liability.
Yeah.
But then came down and was like, oh no, it's actually only 60 grand. And it's like, that's okay, 60, so how do you go from $1 million to 60?
That's your Escalade. You could get that cleared up. No
problem. Like, yeah. And then IRS agent lied on the stand and admitted to it after the trial, after they were found guilty.
Yeah.
So that's what, when you look at it, you're like, I do not trust our government at all.
Yeah. Isn't there a bunch of like, doesn't Kim Kardashian like advocate for people that are in prison? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have y'all chatted?
We haven't. I've had a few people that have like tried to connect us, but she's, you know, I don't know.
She's a busy. She's pretty busy.
She's a little busy. Yeah.
I don't know if she's doing white collar crimes.
Yeah, I think you know,
that's
good. Yeah.
That's kind of a less popular stance to take.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. We're getting all these older white guys who have a lot of money out of prison.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I like him.
That's tough to get people. Well, we like all of us as equally together as unit, but
you said.
No, well, that's tough. Yeah, that'd be tough to, I guess, tough to garner sympathy. Yeah. You feel like that's true?
Well, of course. No, everyone's like, oh, why am I going to feel bad for these people? But my thing is if at the end of the day, like if it happened to us, it can happen to you. And when you look at government overreach, it should startle everyone at the fact that the government is able to do the things that they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw something I was watching John Oliver and he was doing a special on homeschooling and he's like, in a lot of the states, there's no government, you can do whatever you want with your kids and everybody,
which is great.
Yeah. Which is great. And that was his angle is he's like, the government is not regulating this. And he's, and then all the comments were like, yeah, it's terrible. And then somebody, a Republican, like rebutted it. And he's like, it's a sad day in America. When people are like, how come the government
is not raising my child?
More involved in this.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
It is. It's sad because now with Chloe and Grayson, now that I have them, they're 10 and 17.
Yeah.
If someone tried to come at me and say, like I just saw yesterday that now in certain states, they don't have to notify parents if their child at the age of 12 and older is being prescribed medications and things of that nature. Yeah, and I'm like, if I found out that one of these children was given medication that I didn't know about, I would flip my shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even like a Tylenol or an aspirin.
Yeah.
You should. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So it should scare everyone.
Yeah. And then, but again, it's the same with like with the covenant that kind of has brought it to our doorstep.
Oh yeah.
And then not me, I don't have any kids there, but it comes to Nashville's doorstep.
Oh, whenever
and then
all that of those happened,
parents are very vocal and very like, on the news and downtown, like speaking, because just to your point, it has come to your doorstep.
Yeah. When that happened, I will never, like, I immediately saw it on the news and I jumped up and ran to the school, which she doesn't go there.
Sure, yeah,
but you start thinking in our world, you're like, okay, what if it's like a planned thing? What if it's one after the other? And I was like, mm-mm.
No.
But whenever it comes to your doorstep, then you're forced to educate yourself. Yep. And when you do, the biggest thing I've learned is like, just because it doesn't impact you doesn't mean it's not happening to other people. Yep. So open your eyes to something other than yourself.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest thing that the whole thing's taught me.
Gosh, well, that's true. I guess my aunt has like we have a golf tournament every year for mesothelioma because her husband died of it. And that's like on the commercials. Like you don't know what it is until
it happens to you.
It's you. And that's that's how any change, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody, you're walking across the street with somebody and then they get, let's say you get hit by a car. You're like, all right, we need a crosswalk and we need a light here.
Oh,
because somebody is like, hey, But otherwise, I mean,
and that's my thing. It's like for people things. Who are like, oh, you didn't care about this before.
Now, whose voice is this?
Well, I just, that's how I imagine like,
oh, these are the haters.
Yeah, okay.
Well, do it again. Do it again. Yeah, yeah. For people that are like,
just for the people that are like, oh, well, you didn't care about this beforehand, that. And you're I'm like,
yeah, obviously.
I didn't know that people in prison were consuming food that said not for human consumption. I didn't know that, like, I had no idea of knowing these things.
Now, can you sneak snuff in there?
Well, I mean, do you want to go to prison?
No, but like, can you trade like a muffin for some cigarettes? Or is it like that?
I mean, I feel like every prison has that stuff.
You can
get
stuff in there.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to prison.
Yeah, see, that's, but... she knows the law's watching this podcast. see how she immediately backed off that? She goes, oh, she knew everything. But now, according to, I have no idea.
I mean, if you're listening and reading, and of course you hear of all this stuff that goes on,
Yeah. Well, I got a buddy that, I did a show in prison one time.
Did you? Oh, yeah. You did. You told me about that on my podcast.
Yeah, so I kind of know about it.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, no, I don't want to tell you about it, I don't think. But it is. It's like when I did a comedy tour for the troops in the Middle East.
Okay.
And I was there for a week doing comedy shows.
I love that.
And then I kind of was like, I relate to the military. Like, I'm pretty much one of them. It's the same type thing. So when people talk about prison, I go, yeah, dude, I get it.
Oh, yeah, you get it.
Yeah, because I was there. It was about an hour and a half.
I bet they scared you to death.
That's disrespectful because of my outfit.
Yeah.
Let me think. How did I feel?
What did you wear to the prison show?
Yeah.
It was me and Aaron Weber and my buddy Mike Hell. It was the three of us.
We didn't ask who it was. We asked what you wore.
Yeah, I feel like this is my podcast, so I ask the questions, but you can ask me, I guess. Well, I wanted to get respect, but I also wanted to be like, I'm the performer, so I had to go one level up, you know? Yeah, so, but I don't think I wore any.
So like, Gucci had the toe then?
I don't think I wore any jewelry, but I think I wore some Jordans, just so people would know, like, hey, this guy.
He gets it.
He gets it.
This guy's for the culture.
Yeah.
For, yeah.
Well, where is he in prison at?
In Florida.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, so even then.
What do you mean, even then? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's on the beach, waterfront.
Right?
Dude, I was in Minnesota. That's where I went.
Well, yeah, but you also were like, were you in like an actual prison?
Maximum security. Oh, yeah. Listen to this.
And isn't that some shit? Okay, like, again, it's maximum security and they're going to let a comedian up in here?
Nah, well, I was here to help, you know?
Like, let's not let a pastor, but let's let a comedian.
Yeah, well, I'm really similar as a pastor. Bringing the light.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Uh-huh. Well, different kind of. Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
No, when I was in prison, I mean.
When?
During my time.
It was very, all right, everybody in there was like, what's tricky about like being socially like canceled and being like actually canceled? Like being in prison is like actually like, this is real. Like.
I've been both. Well, yeah. I mean, I haven't, but like socially, I've been canceled.
Yeah, of course. But you don't. What's tricky about is I go, well, these guys were, they seemed very emotionally like free. They were like, hey, here's what you did. We decided, we've all talked, the jury, the judge, everybody, this is how much, once you complete this, like look at the people that have come out of prison and they're like, they're good. They go, you're good. You went in there, you completed the time.
But that's a big misconception. You're not.
They still hold it against you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Whenever you get out of prison, good luck getting a credit card. Good luck getting a loan. Good luck getting a job.
Girlfriend.
Good luck. Hey, I mean.
Nah,
there's some girls.
There's some girls.
I can introduce you to some people.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times you can't even rent an apartment because you can't pass a background check.
They're like, what is this 12 years of no employment? Oh.
Literally. You know what? So that's another thing. It's like you don't just go and serve your time. You suffer for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And in a lot of other countries, when you do your time, you're done. Your record's wiped clean and you're good to go, which is how it should be.
Unless, not here?
No. Mm-mm. Heck no. Unless I believe like unless it's a heinous crime, your record should be wiped clean.
Yeah. Did they not do that?
No.
Oh, I thought they did.
No, it stays on.
It's on for
On what record?
What do you
mean? Like when they pull up your file, like if you were to get pulled over.
Oh, background check.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you get pulled over, they pull up your record by your license.
It should only be on if you escaped.
What?
Like if you escaped from prison, the cops should be like, it says here you escaped. But if you completed the time, it should be wiped off. I'm agreeing with you.
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you've murdered someone or like
that should stay on.
Like, we should know those things.
Yeah.
Like, but other than that, like rape, murder, stuff like that, that's on your record.
Yeah, yeah. That should be on
but
your record. Yeah.
You have these guys who are like sitting in prison for 5 years for marijuana. Or and I'm like, it's legal and now in most states, and we have people sitting in prison for it.
Yeah. That's what Kim K is doing.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing. She's those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's advocating for what you were doing. You were 17 and moved to Nashville.
Right. Exactly.
That's not true. Mm-hmm.
Didn't hear it from me.
And
this week's episode brought to you by Cognitive Switch. Ooh la la la. That's that Will Smith song.
Nice, dude. I like that.
Will Smith. Will Smith, by the way.
Yeah.
Going through it.
Yeah.
Rest as a moment of silence for Will Smith. Cognitive Switch brought to you by Juve Labs, baby. Don't you love that feeling when you're in the zone?
Yes.
On a roll.
Yes.
Going above and beyond.
Yes.
Everything you wanted to get done in the day.
Yes.
That's why I've been loving this new science-backed product called Cognitive Switch. Ooh, la, la, la. It gives me a focus and concentration boost whenever I need it. Hmm. People have been looking at me like, dang. What's going on with this guy? Why has he got?
I've watched people look at you that way.
Yeah.
And it like shakes me to see them be so astonished by how good you're looking.
How is this guy doing? But now you know.
Yes.
These are the secrets, baby. Mm-hmm. Cognitive Switch helps me get into the zone and feel my best so I can power through the afternoon, all while supporting my brain health, baby. Cognitive Switch comes in two forms: a drink that tastes like a delicious tropical yogurt, and an unflavored powder that you can mix into any drink that you'd like, such as morning coffee, as a creamer substitute. Mm-hmm. Get in there, baby. Call to action is Cognitive Switch just launched.
So brand new.
Brand new, baby. For a limited time, our listeners can enjoy this special offer. Visit Juve Labs. That's J-U-V. Juve? Some people say Juve.
Some people do say Juve.
Juve Labs. JuveLabs.com/net positive. That's JuveLabs.com/net positive. Or hit the link in the episode description. Get 20% off your next order. Don't miss out on this opportunity to start your journey towards enhanced mental performance. Listen, some of the people that we've discussed on this podcast today could benefit from enhanced mental performance.
They absolutely could.
Absolutely. Unlock your brain's potential and experience the power of Cognitive Switch. Ooh la la la. And then you came all the way from there to the show you're on now. I was going to say Wounded Warrior. Special Forces. I got it. Special Forces. Wounded Warrior. That's different. Yeah, that's way different.
Yeah. Black Hawk Down.
Yeah.
No?
Oh.
Special Forces. Yeah.
Special Forces.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that show. I like watching it.
Honestly, it was really fun. But also, there needs to be like a prize at the end. Like, if you're going to pay me more money to win,
And you're like, I'm rich already.
I sat there and I was like, wait, I'm cold, I'm wet, and
where
I'm
was
hungry.
It?
New Zealand, and it's
really
winter time.
It's cold there.
Yeah, brutal. It's like
I thought it was always warm there.
Yeah, no,
like Lord of the Rings.
No, yeah, it was freezing, and so I sat
Why'd
there.
You go there.
What do you mean?
We can where do it I had here. To go?
Yeah, why do they do it there? Just cause?
I mean, I do it. You guys want to reach out to Fox and ask him?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no. Wait, how long? For like a week? How long
no, I was there for like. Two and a half weeks. But like, of course, I had to do all this quarantine stuff at the beginning. And then when I did the show, I was like 3 days
when
in.
When was this?
This was in June.
Of this? You had a quarantine in this year?
Oh, it's coming
what?
Back.
Bro, what?
Dude, Hollywood's wild.
Yeah, it's
dude.
Wild.
That's crazy.
It's
dude.
Wild.
Dang.
And so then after 3 days of actually doing the competition, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm cold, I'm wet, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I get paid the same whether I stay or I go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaving.
So go, obviously.
Obviously
yeah.
I'm
out of here. Yeah, the guy's like, you're never going to persevere through life if you don't climb through this ice chest. And you're like, I don't know. I think I'm good.
I think I'm good.
I'm going to go to the Soho House. Yeah.
Dude, can you believe that they've never accepted my membership?
I can. Yeah, I can.
Think of how many basic people are members here in Nashville. Like, I see people there and I'm like, how did you?
Me and Alex are members.
They've never accepted me.
They accepted us.
And guys, I had some of the best references.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the best references.
Not us.
You should have put us down.
Yeah. Well, hey, Alex, let's talk about that.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry. Allegedly, you should have put us down.
They didn't accept you?
Well, I never heard anything back. And like my references were like Brandi Cyrus, an NBA player, an exec at NBC.
Over a name, unnamed.
Like, yeah. I'm like, how did you not accept me?
Maybe you're not trustworthy. Oh. No, because you got to keep what happens in the Soho House behind the doors.
Yeah, John's are really good at that.
Yeah, sometimes I. Yeah,
are you going to tell me
about the Soho House on here all the time?
That these Nashville groupies, keep the Soho business to Soho. No,
for the record, I don't disagree with you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Nashville. I'm like, this is the most non-exclusive place I've ever seen.
No, I don't want to go on record. I'm less scared of the government in her dad's prison than I am talking about the Soho House.
So am I. Yeah,
we keep it tight-lipped.
We've
gotten some. They go, hey, and then I go, you know, you're right. Yeah. I do like the sauna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're out.
Savannah, how long do you think John would last on Special Forces if he had to do
that's
it?
A good question.
Oh God, he'd be gone.
How long did you make it?
I made it 3 days.
And how I would be gone day one?
Yeah.
No.
What was day one?
Yeah. Was it physical?
Yeah.
I got it. Is it mental?
You don't look physical.
If it's mental, I will be. If I go, hey, who's going to last longer, me or Savannah on Special Forces? Me.
What is day one? Like what type of stuff?
Well, you were 500 feet up in the air in between these two like mountains and there's water underneath you no problem. It's freezing cold and there's two poles that you just have to walk all the way across.
It sounds like church camp, dude.
And make it to the other side.
Yeah.
I was the first one to.
You did it. To fall. It.
No. Oh, I made it across. You did? Those people fell.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be out day one for sure.
Mm. Yeah. And then getting in, they carved out a hole in a lake because it was frozen.
Yeah.
And you had to jump in. And then you had to recite like what they told you to remember the day before.
Recite a Bible verse, John 3:16.
Dude, I cannot.
Yeah, you went to Christian school for a long time. But.
Yeah, I know. My brother got it tattooed on his ribs. My dad was like, what? You couldn't remember that one?
Nice. John 3:16?
Yeah. Like what? Like out of all Bible verses.
You have to recite. You got to go in.
He got the whole thing.
The Bible?
Oh, the John whole 3:16, Bible.
The John 3:16.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you would not have.
Oh, so it's for God so loved the world.
He gave his only begotten son.
Yep. For.
Our, okay. I mean, yes, that's we're there.
Kind of the main.
We got it.
The main verse.
But, we got it.
We'll round up.
Oh, wait, so what did you have to recite?
It was just these like mnemonic things they gave us to recite the day before. And then.
Because your brain kind of goes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then you have to stay in until you answer the questions.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is brutal.
I don't think I could do cold.
Yeah, the cold. If it was in hot weather, I would have been beast mode.
The cold. Yeah.
I could do cold. I couldn't do heights. You lost me at 500 feet in the air.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be out on that. Yeah. I can't do that.
This is like celebrity fear factor.
It really is.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I was on with some really awesome people.
Yeah. Yeah, we looked at the roster.
Who was your, like, who'd you get close with there?
Robert Ori.
Okay.
NBA player.
Mm-hmm. Robert Ori.
Ori, yeah. He is, he played for the Lakers.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Was he your reference to Soho House?
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
Oh, I know multiple NBA players. I got it.
He was awesome. JoJo Siwa was hilarious. Yeah. She was great. And then who else? Brian Austin Green was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, mostly everyone except for like
you don't go on there if you're not cool.
Okay. Mostly two people. Well, yeah. Other than that, everyone was great.
Yeah. Just because they beat you?
No, they're just
I feel like
humans.
If you want to win, if somebody was like, hey, you have to give me greater motivation than whatever the money or whatever the status was. Mm-hmm. It was like your best friend was on last season and he got to the third round and he's talking trash.
Oh, no, I don't care about like that. No, I that need you to say, to here's X amount of dollars at the end if you win.
Yeah.
My is making it to the end.
You're going.
They should make you compete for things that affect your career.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, like, every person has their own individual customized prize.
Oh, yeah.
So, you could be, like, years off your dad's prison sentence.
Oh, yeah. I would have been full force.
Yeah, that you would have been in. Yeah. Somebody's like, we're taking away 100,000 followers.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we delete your social media.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be brutal.
No podcast. If you don't finish this, no podcast for 3 weeks. Let's go. Oh, yeah. I'd be in it. Well, we were talking about... like when I have like a like kind of a comedy like comedian like my comedian buddies that I would
No kidding.
That I have comedian buddies.
Continue. continue.
Like, let's say like Nate Bargatze, Theo Vaughn, Trevor Wallace, Trey Kennedy. These are kind of like, I would consider my like peers.
Okay.
Like, who are your like celebrity peer? Or like, who do you compare yourself to?
Compare myself
Who's the graduating class?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would compare myself to anyone.
No, not like compared. Like, who came up as you came up?
Oh, God. I look like such a failure now. Kylie Jenner.
Heard of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, hi.
Yeah. Well, no, we do the same thing. Yeah. I don't think we compare ourselves with the people that are above us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hi. Good
night. Yeah.
Nice.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're also Kylie Jenner.
I don't know why
age.
We didn't think that.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner.
We're also the exact same age. We're literally one day apart.
Yeah. Because you know what I said? Paris Hilton. But I was like, no. I immediately backtracked.
Yeah. Paris Hilton's like 40.
Yeah. Way too old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she's amazing.
The Paris Hilton.
She's in your class.
Yeah. She's in my class. Yeah. No, I'm not a peer to her in any way. But like the Paris Hilton, like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. Like that was when I would say LeBron James. Like those are. He's in a different genre, but like.
But like they came up during your time.
They came up when I was coming up.
Yeah.
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 They were 18. I was a senior in high school and I went and saw like LeBron James was like a senior in high school.
Yeah.
So or I similar. Would say, maybe I was in college and he's like, yeah. My whole professional life, I've been watching him.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Britney Spears. And you could see the whole.
Oof.
Yeah. She's coming in next week. So don't.
That would be a show.
Well, it's tough to watch. But like a celebrity, like not a celebrity. I saw this thing on the news that said people, hold on, let me get it.
What news?
Hold on, I misquoted. We need your thoughts on this actually. It says, new study from Puberty says people who are obsessed with celebrities may be less intelligent.
110%. Because the amount of time that you're spending focused on this celebrity's life, you could be focused on your own and making money and elevating yourself. But you're too consumed with what freaking Taylor Swift is doing with Travis Kelce that you can't even look at your own self.
Well, whose side are you on this? Are you on the celebrity side or are you on the observer side?
No, I mean, I'm kind of on the observer side.
We're on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on both sides. Like, I want you to, like, be consumed with what I'm doing because it makes me money. Oh, but at the same time,
that's an elevated take.
There it is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like the amount of time you're spending so consumed with my life, you could be correcting your own.
But still keep thinking about mine.
Yeah.
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 I was taking it as somebody sent that to me and I was like, I think you're referring to me on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about other celebrities.
Oh, what? So
that's a knock on me, not a support of me.
Right.
So you automatically thought that they were just so consumed with you that they were going to send that to you.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I think she might have a point there.
I thought people were saying this podcast is unintelligent because we do to the news every week and we talked about stuff like that.
I'm glad that you think everything is about you.
No, well, I don't think that. We were talking about Jackson Mahomes. Did you see that yesterday?
What happened?
He came to the game that Taylor Swift was
at. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
And photobombed right behind her.
There it is right there.
Do we think that's intentional?
Yeah.
How did he get in there? How did he get in there?
Yeah.
Because he's been out. He's been out for everybody's
wondering. Has he not been around?
Since the beginning. Where is Jackson?
Yeah.
Because he had that whole scandal.
Was he in prison? No, he wasn't.
No.
Nobody was in.
Found that out. Come on
he was
on
in
now.
Court, though.
Yeah, he was just kind of hanging low.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just got to be like, hey, Taylor's coming. Can you just?
Not?
And then they go 4 weeks in. And go, all right, you might, but stay in the back. Mm-hmm. Don't have a handshake with her yet.
Also, too, though, they're with the accusations against him and clearly how she feels.
Yeah.
I see some butting heads there.
What do you mean?
Like it was in her documentary, I think, to where it came out like politically that she was just like, I have to take a stand for this, this, and this, and this.
Oh, yeah.
And then with what he was accused of was, you know, I'm like, I
hey,
see.
Now if they're in the same box, it has now come to her door.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. as we've discussed.
Hey, mm-hmm. Exactly.
But poor girl, I would say you got to.
Oh,
like,
poor girl, my ass.
Okay. Well,
like,
you don't say
what?
That. You don't think that?
No. Why poor girl? Oh, I'm sorry that I've made over $1 billion on my tour this year. Poor thing.
Yeah, what she's doing what she loves.
Why were you going to say poor girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody's like, oh, really? Taylor, you support that? She's like, what? No, I just want to watch the game.
When have you seen that?
I haven't.
Exactly.
I'm not a low intelligence person, but I have looked at it. I didn't know that this was happening, I suppose. Yeah. But she has to have a take on everything.
She does. Yeah.
That's why I say it's tough. And then it's everything if you don't have a take on it, it's like we hear your silence.
Oh my gosh. Right? You're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
Like I have never.
That's what I was trying to say.
I have never one time posted anything in politically, like I stand for this person or that person. Yeah. Never one time have I done it. But when the election came around this past time, I got lambasted.
Because you're like, you
haven't
Biden,
posted, like, you haven't posted congratulations to our president. I was like, look in the past years. Have I done a thing?
Oh, yeah, you never have. Yeah.
No, I haven't done anything.
Posting congratulations to the president.
Yeah, right?
That's absurd.
Yeah, you're like, hold on. We just stormed the Capitol. I'm inside. Let me get out. I better service. We're like, literally.
Those are the ones you comment. You're like, I hope he sees this, bro.
Yeah. I hope he sees this.
Hey, congrats, man.
Like, you're always expected to stand for something.
I would say the worst type of, like, I would be like a, imagine being, like, seeing Israel and Hamas, and you're like, what are we, where is Gigi Hadid? Like, why? Like, that's not even my take. Corinne Fisher kind of did this. She's like, who is out there seeing that? And it's like, what does Savannah Chrisley have to say?
It's the Chappelle bit. What does Ja Rule think about? Let's see what Ja Rule has to say at a time like this. Yeah.
What was it about?
It was about something in Iraq.
What is Ja Rule?
Chappelle has been like under fire recently.
What does Ja Rule have to say? What did he do?
I just saw a headline that was like people started walking out of his live show because of something, a comment he made.
That'll be all right.
About Israel or...
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah. Well...
Yeah, in Boston, people walked out because he started commenting on Israel Hamas.
Oh, yeah. Trigger walked out of Boston show.
I'm sure it was funny.
Yeah.
Probably was. Yeah.
I mean...
But he's been... I mean...
Dave Chappelle always, though, is hitting on... That's why he's so big, because he hits on the things everyone else steers clear of.
But I try to always have a unique... like angle at it. I'm sure it was something that you're like, man, I never thought of that. And that's what a comedian.
That's what it is. That's my thing. It's like we live in such a world right now to where everyone takes offense to everything that a comedian can't even do their job. Yeah. Like I didn't ask you for your views on something. I just asked you to be funny.
I know, because I was on your podcast for an hour and you didn't ask me anything.
But, whatever.
Well, I think Anthony Jeselnik said on Theo's podcast, I thought this was interesting. Is a comedian, if it's done well, he's just getting away with it.
Yep.
Because sometimes it wasn't funny enough. Mm. That's when you get canceled, right? If it's unbelievably funny,
that's you're like, so
this
true.
Is this is horrific, but
it's so bad that it's funny.
It's so funny that you're like, but if you go there and it's not funny, then
you're canceled.
Yeah. So if I make a video, any comedian makes a video and you're under fire for it.
Yeah.
It's just it wasn't funny enough.
That's so true.
That's true.
Yeah.
If that's one way to think about it, it's like, oh, you didn't get away with it.
So I would suggest not making the hard jokes.
Well, I think it's just high risk, high reward.
Yeah, because if you hit it, man, you're the greatest.
Right over his head.
Oh shoot, dude. Say it again.
No, it's fine. It just went over your head.
That's the moment. Yeah. So you suggest that I don't make the hard jokes. That's what you said?
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind, Savannah, as we go forward. Yeah. But we were right down the street from each other growing up.
We did. How crazy is that?
We were like a mile from each other.
Oh, that's nuts.
Our high schools were rival high schools. I went to the poor one. She went to the rich one.
Oh, what? Which one did you go to?
Providence Christian.
Oh, I'm sorry, because what? Did you have to pay to go there, too?
Yeah, we were a mile from
you guys. Oh, yeah, so the poor school. You had to pay to go to the poor school.
We didn't have football. Yeah, we were studying scripture.
We didn't have football, is how you said.
Yeah, we didn't have a football team. You guys did.
Then how are we rivals?
Well, in basketball.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, did you play any sports?
I mean,
what years did you go there?
I mean, well, you're much older than me, so like you're in middle school as I'm being born, dude.
Dang.
Like,
yeah, we were, it was a different era on Indian Trail right by the Brewsters.
That's crazy. We'd always walk across the street
to get the ice cream.
Yeah.
This week's episode brought to you by, let me start that over. No, I'm not going to start it over. I'll keep it.
Yeah, keep it.
Magnesium breakthrough, baby. I used to lie awake at night dreaming about topics for this podcast. It's not in the copy. Physically exhausted, trying to fall asleep, but I couldn't because my mind was so wired up.
Right.
Maybe because I was drinking Red Bull.
Potentially.
5 Red Bulls at night on Broadway before I go to sleep.
That will do it, yeah.
I'd wake up exhausted and my productivity for the day would be ruined. The longer it would take me to fall asleep, the more stressed I would get about my energy levels the next day. That is a real thought. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Because you stay up, you're like, then I'm behind.
I do that for sure.
However, baby, since I started adding magnesium breakthrough to my nightly routine, I've been able to quiet my mind and get the best sleep ever. Once I started taking magnesium breakthrough, my sleep completely changed. Now I have no problem falling asleep. And I wake up feeling refreshed and energized. Somebody said they put on this podcast to fall asleep.
I think that's a compliment.
That's offensive. No.
You think so?
I take it as a compliment.
You don't think it's like we're so soothing and like just kind of lulling people into like this nice peaceful state?
Let's go that way. I went to the negative, but that's what it is.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Unlike other magnesium supplements that might give you 1 to 2 forms of magnesium, not magnesium breakthrough, baby. All 7. Whew. Forms of magnesium designed to help calm your mind, to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. That's so funny. You know, like you do like blood work sometimes and they're like, what's going on? You're like, magnesium. You're like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How was I supposed to know that?
Right.
Not only does magnesium breakthrough help you sleep better, it also calms your mind and allows you to feel grounded and relaxed during the day and especially before bed. Get in there, baby. Don't miss out on the most relaxing sleep ever with magnesium breakthrough. Go to MAG Breakthrough, not MAGA Breakthrough.
Right.
That's a different website altogether. Mm-hmm. MAGBreakthrough.com/netpositive. Use the promo code netpositive10 during checkout to save 10%, or hit the link, baby, in the episode description. All right. So, but you weren't Christian.
Yes. My grandfather's a Southern Baptist minister.
Why did we not talk about this?
I don't know.
Did we?
We maybe did.
No, we didn't. Your grandfather was.
Yeah.
Your dad's?
My mom's.
Your dad. Mom's. Yeah. Dad. All right. And then your mom, when did your mom marry your dad?
27 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you were obviously weren't around.
What was your question?
No. Okay. Hold on. Yeah. So then what did you go to church growing up or no? They were
But also too, we went to a private Christian school to where we like got it.
That counted. That counted as the church.
Like you had chapel every week. Mm-hmm. You had.
Yeah.
Bible every day. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's.
Yeah. It was more like, I feel like in the South, maybe it's more like, it's just like a lot of my shows, they're like, all right, even if we're not like actively like practicing Christian, like we know about the things.
Without a doubt.
Like we know about David and Goliath. We know about Jonah and the whale. Though,
Christianity has gotten a bad name.
Here we go. Oh,
it has. Support of it.
Yeah.
It's gotten a bad name because people are so judgmental and they turn you away from it. When in reality, like you don't have to be standing in a church to know Christ. You don't to be like, you can have a relationship with him anywhere you are. So this whole thing of, oh, you have to go to church.
Yeah.
Like
was that me saying that to you?
No. Okay,
Those are the haters again.
That was the haters again.
Oh, the voice.
Yeah. Those are the haters again.
Well, I think Brian Kellen said on his podcast, he's like, dude, cause this country was founded amongst Judeo-Christian beliefs, right? The people that were Christians, like this idea of like, hey, homeless people have worth and have value, or like you can't, your race is not, he's like, he goes, where did these ideas come from?
Yeah.
Jesus. Like, trace it back from before that. It's like, you could kill people, you can murder people if you are better than other people. Like the idea that every man is created equal is, you could say it's American, but it's from that is from the man of Jesus.
Exactly. And so even in Christianity, like especially old school, like Southern Baptist, whatever, like, oh, women don't have a place in the church.
Well,
like,
no, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
Excuse you.
Well, I mean, that's a joke.
But
oh, even, yeah, no, you're saying they should. Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Exactly. They should.
Yeah. No, obviously, I'm kidding.
You know, but like even that, I'm like, that's not.
Well, that's a lot of the Southern Baptists. Like, look up the Southern Baptists.
Oh, it's crazy.
They're like, Rick Warren. Look up Rick Warren, Southern Baptist Church, because he is like, he's like one of the biggest Southern Baptist preachers.
Oh yeah.
And he's saying women should be like on stage and leading and preaching.
Yes.
And they are saying they shouldn't.
Like the Southern Baptist Convention. But also, yeah, they're kicking him out. But yeah, let's also look, Southern Baptist Convention, some of the super higher ups there were the ones that were, there was huge sexual abuse allegations this past year.
There it is. What does it say? The retired, Saddleback is like the biggest one.
Saddleback.
I've failed to convince the Southern Baptist Convention to restore his church to its fold after his 21 decision in order to ordain three women as pastoral ministry. Wow.
Like, how crazy is that?
That's crazy. But that's another one of those, like, it didn't, doesn't come to your doorstep. If it doesn't come to your doorstep, you're like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't, you know? That's wild.
And too, though, but, and those are the same people who expect women. My favorite is when you have like that expect women to do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
But then as a man, you're not doing this, this, and this. And it's like,
you're going to need to be a little more specific on that.
I just think.
What and what? Oh, you don't want to say it.
No.
Right, I got it. Yeah.
I just feel like, especially in this situation, it's like when you're looking at the church, not allowing a woman to lead or not allowing a woman to have a place. Like, what are you trying to teach people? Like,
where do we go? Where do we go from there?
The whole thing is so messed up. So that's why I believe, like, but also too, then Christianity is also taken to the whole other extreme of everything's acceptable.
Yeah.
That it's like, where's the happy medium? Yeah. Like, because
we were walking down the street in Greensboro, and there was a Pride Festival. And mm-hmm. Actually, this is where I bought this shirt.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Hold on.
We were at the theater.
Those pearl buttons make more sense now.
Yeah.
We were at the theater, and there was a Wrangler. There's an outlet store there because Greensboro, North Carolina is where the outlet is, mm-hmm. right? And me and Derek need to walk down the street to go to the Wrangler outlet. There's no other Wrangler outlet, by the way, in the nation.
I got you.
So we're walking, and this is the street that the Pride Parade is on.
Okay.
So me and Derek are walking down there, and I was like, at what point am I like in this parade? Because I go, it's funny to think, because you're like, well, I'm not going to go to the other street. Like, I'm not going to walk a block down. Yeah. I'll just walk on the sidewalk. But then the sidewalk got a little too congested. And then I was like, well, let's just walk in the street. And then there was like some like frozen yogurt. And I was like, well, that looks pretty good. And then we got it. And then I was like, I think I'm in this parade now.
Where are you going?
I'm saying, like, where's the line is what you're saying. Like, Christianity. Yeah. You didn't see how I was tying all that back?
You're really wanting to get canceled, aren't you?
No, that's, I was like, where do you go? So like, is if somebody's like, again, according to scripture, if somebody's like, I'm gay, mm-hmm. Can I be the pastor? You're like, well, I don't think so. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they would have to, they're going to have that ruling in a couple years too.
Yeah. Where's the line?
Yeah. Exactly. Priority. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
And at the end of the day,
that's what I was saying.
Okay. Well, it took you a long, you went all the way around the world to get to that point. All the way.
That story about the Pride Parade was unnecessary, probably.
Yeah. But, especially when talking. Yeah. Yeah. You're probably.
No, yeah, I didn't know who. Out. Yeah. Because I was with another dude, and I was, we were walking down the street eating frozen yogurt. Mm-hmm. I was like, I think I'm on this parade now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do go, where's the line? Yeah, well, that's with everything.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, it's just like love people and love people well.
Yeah. And you haven't done that with us, but I do understand what you said.
You invited me here, so clearly I love you.
We do
you
love
well.
You on the spot. No, we have to address one thing mm-hmm. That we had this. Normally, we just like to let the conversation be free flowing.
Okay.
Don't look over the screen until we're ready. We just like to let the conversation free flow. We have to address one thing.
What?
Why at one point did me and you have the same haircut?
Oh, you. I hate you. It's not where me I thought it was going.
I have that haircut.
I was so bad.
Look at that.
Because I had no other choice.
That's you.
I had no other choice. Someone bleached my hair off, and it literally was like a bleach cut in the very back of my head, and I had no other choice. And so I just did it. I rocked it, and it was the most Googled haircut of that year. The most Googled haircut of that year.
Are you taking credit for it, or does John get credit for it?
No.
Okay.
Who did it first?
Clay Aiken.
When was this?
It was Savannah Chrisley.
Dude, Clay Aiken.
Trust me, guys. I'll never do it again.
Clay
I'll
Aiken was on Special Forces, dude. That's nice. Crazy, dude. When was this?
I was like, he was?
When was this?
That was like, I don't know.
Ashamed of that.
4 years ago?
Okay, recent. Oh, I thought it was.
Yeah.
That was 4 years ago.
Like four? Yeah.
Okay, but that's short.
Yeah, I had no other choice.
But why?
Because someone bleached my hair and I had like a bleach cut. So it was like, it just burnt all my hair off.
Yikes.
Yeah, but what did you do? A little bit of gel in there?
Well, I mean, you had to figure out how to style it somehow.
That you were on the show then?
Yeah. No, luckily, though, it was growing out during COVID phase.
Okay, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, I didn't have to be on TV.
For some reason, thought this was longer than ago.
Yeah,
than that.
No. Do your research.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Instead of paying people to do it.
I don't pay anybody. Yeah. No, it's a good look. And what should we do? Before we get out of here, we should probably do, so a lot of things going on in your personal life, in your dating life. You want to talk about that or no?
I don't care.
Okay, well, I feel like I speak for the people. When you say like Savannah Chrisley is dating, I go, well.
What does that mean?
Is she? There's a lot of that stuff's flying around a lot.
I need you to ask a question.
Well,
she's media trained, John. Watch out.
Yeah. What Careful. About the guy from that his wife tried to kill him?
What about him?
Is that your boyfriend?
Yeah.
And that is currently your boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh my. That is wild.
Dude, TMZ. Okay, listen to this.
You got to add context here too for listeners. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
You mean to explain or you explain?
You explain so I don't end up in hot water.
All right. I'll explain. I'm going to explain the best. Tell me if this is, you just raise your hand if there's a wrong piece of information. Okay. So I would say like maybe 2 months ago, there was this.
No, longer than that.
All right. I saw him Barstool, which is not a good sign. Dude.
Immediately raises her hand.
I saw him Barstool. That there was a lady that tried to kill her husband. Mm-hmm.
Always say allegedly.
Allegedly smart. Right, yeah. Right, he nice, played nice. Football. He was like a football. He was a former football player at Auburn.
Okay.
And then it didn't work out. She didn't kill him. She didn't kill him.
Tried to, but couldn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's now in trouble. He's still alive because he didn't get killed. And then Savannah's dating him.
And then roundabout.
I covered it. Yeah. Nice. Thank you. I did my research.
Cool.
Yeah.
Roundabout. That's wild. Right?
And you just DM him. You're like, dude, congrats on surviving.
Mean, trying to grab a drink.
Yeah. No. Well, also, we knew a lot of once we started talking, we realized we knew a lot of the same people.
Oh, yeah.
Then, but I did.
Start talking.
I reached because I DM'd him.
Through your publicist or you just DM'd
him? No, I just DM'd him. I was just like, I'm praying for you guys, like everything. Because I think.
Are you slid in with I'm praying for you? Yo, that's awesome. You're the greatest, dude. Oh, my goodness. What? You're the greatest.
You're like, it's 2 a.m.
Hey, I'm up late praying for y'all, man. I just want to let you know I'm here for you guys at any time, like right now, maybe even, but I'm praying for you for sure.
And then a few messages in.
I feel like that's sincere.
It was because I honestly, where I was coming from, I felt bad because there was kids involved. Yeah, and like with going through what we just went through.
Yeah.
Going through with what we just went through, I was just like, hey, like if there's ever anything I can do, let me know. And then after a few messages, I was like, let's face it, you're too hot to die.
What's up? Yeah. Okay. You're like, this is taking a turn.
Yeah. And then it was, you know.
And then you're on from there.
Yeah. And then, okay, so we went to the Zach Bryan. We went to like the Auburn Rodeo.
Yeah.
And Zach Bryan was performing. Mm-hmm. And it was freezing that night.
Cold. Yeah.
So everyone in our group, there was like 10 people. It was like me, him, and then his other friends, couple friends.
Yeah.
And it's freezing. So we get like Zach Bryan sweatshirts because, well, it's freezing. Mm-hmm. And of course, someone videos he and I at the concert and TMZ post an article. It's like, Savannah definitely looks like one of those girls that just wants to match with her boyfriend all the time. Oh, and I was like, guys, it's a concert. And what are you doing?
Yeah. You don't put out it's like that. You should put out a rebuttal on your page. Hey, listen, there's been a lot of, you're like, oh, with the Zach Bryan sweatshirts. I just want to acknowledge. You're like, I think we're good.
Yeah. No. And then I was
can't win.
I took the kids to like a pumpkin patch the other day and
we did the same.
There was a couple that comes in that's just like full on matching with all their kids. And I took a picture and sent it in like our group text from the rodeo. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, hey, I found me and Robert five years down the road.
Did you get the same sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Well, we talked about we talked about last week on the podcast about how me and my girlfriend went to the pumpkin patch, and it was like, you were like, I'll go, but like, women invite guys to do stuff like shopping. Like, we don't really want to do this, but we'll go. And then we said, we got in a lot of heat this week because we said we girls do stuff with us because we generally do better stuff.
Like, guys will go along. We'll go, like, to be good sports. Yeah. And, like, we'll see each other at things and be like, I know what you're here for, man. We're both here with our girls, whatever. Like, but then we were talking about the equivalent on the other side.
That's true. I actually agree with that.
Okay. You do.
From a female's perspective.
We do cooler stuff.
Yeah.
Like Zach Bryan concert.
I would say it just depends because, like, for me, I'm kind of, like, I can be really girly, but I can be really dude-ish.
Sure.
So, my fun things are, like, hey, let's go deep sea fishing or let's go skydiving. Let's go scuba diving. Yeah. Like, I like
better things,
guyer things than guyer. I like to go like, hey, come with me shopping.
Like the symphony
come
with or me. Something like that.
Yeah. Like, bring me to a symphony and see me just walk into traffic. Like, you know,
or the ballet or something like, well, now, to be fair, none of our girlfriends want to do that. Mm. But
yeah.
But like in general, guys like to do
that
more
is true. I'm with
stuff.
You.
She's with her.
That's big. We needed that
first.
Thank you. I am with you because like
validate us.
Yeah. I mean, y'all don't want to do like go shopping. You don't want to go to play or something. I mean, I don't even want to do that.
Well, look, me. I have a girlfriend. Both of them are married. What do we need to do in your perspective to be better husbands and boyfriends? What are women looking for these days?
What are women looking for?
Yeah.
Emotional maturity.
Do we have that?
I think
and to have tough conversations.
That's what women want.
Yeah. Because like I want to, as a guy, like you guys, it's like you see a chick and you're like, oh, she's got a good ass, she's got good, she's whatever.
Don't
and
say like, this about us.
It's automatically.
I thought she was on her side for a while and then
abandoned us.
But that's normal.
Yeah.
And as of, I know for me, it's like, I want to have sex with you emotionally before I do physically.
So when you check out guys, how do you check out their emotions from afar? What are you looking at?
Oh, off the bat, I'm like, oh, he's got good this, good that, you know, like,
similar.
But I think it's easy.
I'm with you.
You get what I'm saying?
Where you just go, oh, my, like, who was it? My buddy was saying that I do feel like I emote.
Nice.
Well, where like I'm sad about something or if I'm proud about something or if I, it does connect us. Mm-hmm. It is true.
Yeah.
You go, dude, is there, what's like, sometimes you're like, nothing, it's happening. Nothing.
Yeah. Like the lights are on, but no one's home.
Yeah. But then when you do connect like that, you're about like, hey, like I was, this was last night we were at the girl who wrote Always Be Humble and Kind.
Oh,
that Keith Urban song.
Yeah.
And
that's actually, that's not Keith Urban, is it? It's Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw. Yeah. Shoot. I get him mixed up.
Yeah.
But I was sitting there and I started crying.
That's awesome.
It's a great song. And it's like, dude, we're kind of on this like path of like life and like, it's going to be a lot of ups and downs. It's like always be humble and kind.
Well, because the worst part is being in relationship with someone and never truly like seeing who they are.
Yeah.
Like if I don't see you cry or I don't see something bother you, it's like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like or I even, don't want just the fun stuff. I want.
Think also, wouldn't you say like with like anger, now not if it gets out of control, but like what like is something in there?
Yes, like exactly. I'm like, just yell.
Yeah.
At this point, just yell.
Yeah. Or just something like, what are you like? But you have emotions. This is getting way too serious, but like positive, negative, sadness. Like when my girlfriend is like, something happens at like work or with her family. And she's like, I was like, I would like to be in this sadness.
Yeah.
Because I want to be a part of it because when we win,
exactly,
we're going to be stoked.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Like, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah.
And two, I think a big part and like what I'm learning now is you have, especially as an adult, I hate when people are like, oh, this fairy tale relationship. Cause it's not possible.
Nobody has one.
And you have to plan.
Yeah.
Like you have to say, all right, I'm going to put this time aside for you and I'm going to plan this or do this. And that's the only way you have a successful relationship ever.
That's true.
That's the work.
Yeah. And that's like the work.
Yeah.
Immaturity of some people to think like, oh, this is going to be all about me or this is all about our relationship. It's like, no. And it's not always going to be 50-50.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's going to be 90-10 or, you know, it's.
You have to contribute. Sometimes I heard somebody say, it's got to be 100-100. I don't know where I heard this.
We talked about this early on in this show.
Yeah. And somebody goes, well, I only have 10%. You're like, all right, well, good. Cause I got 90.
Yes.
Or I got the nine. Or like, it can't be, did you do your part? I do my part. Sometimes, like, sometimes my girlfriend is like sad. Or sometimes the opposite. I'm sad. She's like, I'm doing great. I got us. And I can carry us.
I think another big thing is you have some people who like give everything and then forget about themselves.
Yep.
And when you're in a relationship like that, that leads to resentment. So it's like, I have found myself in situations where it's like, hey, like you need to take care of you. Like do something for yourself.
Yep.
Make how you feel known. Make what you want known because no one knows if you're not speaking about it.
Don't know.
You're not speaking about it. And then I have to suffer for it because you chose to never speak about it. Now you have resentment.
Yeah.
So that's it all goes back to the emotional maturity.
Everybody that's married listening to this, we're like, oh, John Kristen, Savannah Chrisley, tell us more.
Yeah,
tell us more.
Tell us more. Hey.
They DM'd a guy that I'll pray for you. Also, what was the follow up line?
You're too hot to die.
You're too hot to die.
Yeah. It's crazy. That's a good line.
Like, oh, tell us that somebody that's been married for 20 years, they're like, hold on, babe. Dinner's ready. I'm listening to John Christ and Savannah Chrisley.
Tell us how we should run our marriage.
Hold on. I'm really learning a lot of things.
Yeah, really. Hey, I was engaged.
Yeah.
Almost got there.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was probably.
I can't remember. You were.
Allegedly.
No. Allegedly.
I was never engaged. I was never engaged. I know.
Yeah. That's me, dude.
I know what you're talking about, but I was never engaged.
Okay.
No, I wasn't. Well, there is. This is directly back to your point. I'm not going to go on a long story to get to your point. I'm just going to go directly to that. So my girlfriend said something that I was like building resentment. I heard it. She was talking to one of her friends. We don't have to bring it up. But I go, and I didn't like it. And I sat with it for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and it was, I just go, I don't, but you don't, if you're like, all right. This is pregnant too, but you're like, if we bring this up, this hangout is now done.
Mm.
Like, right?
No, that's emotional immaturity right there.
I'll own that.
Are you saying because it would kill the vibe immediately? Yes. Yeah.
No. So when am I going to, but it's it, but it'd be about something that's fairly serious.
How would you have brought it up? Can you not just let us in? I really want to hear it all.
No, because that wouldn't be respectful to her.
I think the only bad time, like there's never a perfect time to bring stuff up like that, but the worst time is later. Like the best time is soon. It's you know what I mean? Like it's got to be soon because otherwise it festers. Right.
And too, I dated this guy and his mom told me, she was like, when you get into a conflict, instead of saying you did this or you did that, why don't you approach it by saying, hey, when I heard this, it really made me feel this way.
Nice.
Because no one can argue with a feeling.
We say that. Let's start a podcast, dating advice.
Nice.
We should.
John and Savannah.
We have to have a male's perspective and female's perspective.
Yeah.
It could be amazing.
And you're like, yeah, here's what not to do.
Yeah. But like, that's literally, that's one thing I've always taken with me. I'm just like, hey, it really made me feel this way.
Yeah.
And if someone's going to argue with it making you feel hurt or whatever, then they're an asshole. It's like, well, I'm sorry that it made you feel that way.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could be the person can say, oh, I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't mean it that way. I'm sorry.
Exactly. You're giving them the opportunity to fix it.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't say, I didn't feel like this.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, well,
they don't have the right to invalidate how you
say
feel.
You're a jerk when you didn't show up to pick me up on time. This is not a real story, by the way.
Yeah.
Be like, I wouldn't start there. I would say it made me feel less valued.
Yes.
When you showed up 20 minutes late.
Because when you start name calling, you just might as well call it.
You've called a lot of people names in this podcast. Right?
I
feel like there's a lot of name calling in the last hour, but you're right.
Like when you start the name calling, it's just, you're now setting a standard of what is allowed, and then just keeps you keep allowing more and more and more.
I feel like that. I feel like that people are going to be like, "Oh, we like Savannah."
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Well, we got one more question for you.
What?
Alex recently found out that he's going to be a dad.
Did you really?
Yeah. We got a baby girl coming in April.
Last week.
Congratulations. So
we need your parenting advice, because everybody has been emailing the podcast need Alex needs parenting advice. Everybody's been emailing. What do you have for us?
No one's for ready for it.
Cool.
Like, you're never going to be ready for it. That's literally if someone could have told, like, I mean, also too, though, I got thrown a 10-year-old and a 17-year-old. So like I had to just figure it out.
Yeah.
But also too, it's just, I think the biggest thing from a child's being a child and a parent.
Hold on, Savannah.
I know, right? Hold on. From being a child and a parent, like, your daughter is going to know, like, she's going to base what she should accept off of how she sees you treat her mother and her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing. It's that it leaves such a lasting influence, and children do their most developing in the first, I want to say, year of their life. And so you don't realize what an impression it makes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's freaking awesome. That's so exciting. Thank you. Yeah.
And you're solely responsible. What do you say? What do you call it? You didn't call it a parent. What do you call it?
A bonus parent.
Bonus parent.
Yeah. Because their parents are still here. They're just not here. So that's how I like to view it. I'm just like, hey, like, yeah, sure. By law, I'm their parent, but like, bonus parent is.
And
the best
how do you have? I don't understand how you have time for this long distance boyfriend, and you're in the carpool line.
Yeah, and he has three kids.
And you're at a Zach Bryan concert. I don't even have time for that.
Well, you figure it out. It's like, and luckily we have been blessed with means to be able to like see each other for 24 hours.
You see how that's a humble way of saying she's rich?
That was funny.
No.
That involves a private jet. We've been blessed to have the means to be able to see each other for 24 hours. Dude, like, that's exactly what that means. Just say, hey, we have a private jet. We have a private jet.
Whether it's having a nanny for 24 hours or having, and that's another thing too, is what we're realizing is you have to take time for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, even though you and your wife are having a baby, like, you have to make it a point to have a date night.
Date night. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't want your whole identity to just be your child.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever your kids are out of the house, it's like you look at each other and you're like, oh, I don't even know you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was thrown off when I came to your podcast. I was like, what's going on here? Who are these kids? Why are they here?
She was so good. Was she not?
Sweetheart. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, she didn't make one sound.
Yeah. No, now you're in the carpool line. I asked her, I go, how do you have time for to come to this podcast? It's Tuesday. And she goes, well, they're in school. I go,
until 3.
Well, thanks for coming by. How does everybody going to follow you? What do they need to do?
Well,
do you have anything to announce? Do you have anything to plug?
No, I mean, my podcast, Unlocked with Savannah.
Unlocked.
You can go and view John's episode after you watch this one. It's pretty funny. Yeah. And so Unlocked with Savannah, we have a new show we're working on, and
I can't say that about it. Go follow you on the internet.
Yeah, follow me on
and,
the internet.
And TMZ, Christine. She'd be on TMZ every once in a while. God, and you I can come them. In here and you can rebut the rumors if they're not true.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do.
Savannah Chrisley, good to see you.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.